That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
So just thoughts on the round today.
My putter saved me, I think, early on. I one putted the first seven greens today, and that really kept me in the round. It certainly saved me, saved par, I think, three times, and then birdied four other holes. So when you putt like that, it really does, it gives you a lot of energy about how the day's going to go.
What happened with the putting? Was it something, did something click, something specific?
Or? Yeah, I was on the putting green this morning, and I actually... I overheard one of the other amateurs saying to their caddy, saying to them, you need to get your hands further forward, talking to their player, and I thought, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. I forgot about that. So, you know, I've had a long off season, and I just forgot a couple of things, and I didn't putt great yesterday, but I put my hands a little further forward today, and they'll roll the ball beautifully, and the greens are perfect. They really are perfect.
You go to Silver Rock tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which is supposed to be the toughest course now
mm-hmm.
for the guys this week.
Sure. Look, if you play great on any of them, you can shoot lower scores. There's no question Silver Rock's a lot harder than, say, Nicklaus or,
mm-hmm.
or even out here. Remember, at some point you got to play there, and I'm playing nicely at the moment, but you got to keep trying to make birdies.
You know you got to go low here.
Yeah,
you know,
there's
30, no... 32.
Yeah, that's right. It seems to be heading in that direction again this year, so... not a lot I can do about it. I just got to try and keep doing what I'm doing. And if the putts go in, you shoot low scores.
And get your hands down lower.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Thanks so much.
Are you heading to practice anywhere right now?